Welcome to episode 4 of our Signal Creative podcast. This is an episode that features an amazing artist called Crystal Hurst. She's a Woomerai artist and the creative director of Killawarra Arts.
And a lot of people we know wear pieces by her. She's pretty famous.
Yeah.
Incredible jewellery pieces, but she's a really multifaceted artist as well.
That's right. She's moved through doing jewellery making, and she's also an amazing painter, and she's moved into a lot of sculpting as well, doing bigger pieces. When I spoke to her, she had been nominated for the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards in 2019, and she's been nominated again this year, 2020, 2 years in a row.
And she was also doing a big collaboration with the National Gallery of Australia, which sounded pretty cool as well.
Yeah, she's done a lot of amazing work.
You can check out her work and even buy her pieces at her website, gillawarraarts.com.
Crystal's also going to be part of the Connecting Cultures, which is a wearable art and fashion show question and answer. So it's actually an online event, and that's happening next Saturday, the 17th of October. Find that on Facebook, actually, if you just look up Connecting Cultures.
Here's Crystal.
Gujiyugu, hello. My name is Crystal Hurst. I'm a Woomerai woman from the mid-north coast of New South Wales, and I grew up in Taree and Foster area up that way, so also have strong ties with a lot of Biripi people as well. We grew up around the Menning River and the coastline and also the mountains, so we had the best of all the worlds, I think, and we're pretty lucky to be situated in that kind of area. I don't like to just be known as one thing, just a jeweller or just a painter. I do all sorts of things. I like to just be creative and try all different mediums. But really, I started doing drawing, and then I went to painting and now jewellery. I grew up with my mum making a lot of jewellery at the kitchen table because they did a lot of art markets when I was young. So I guess like for the past couple of years, I've kind of just reconnected with that jewellery making because I was studying at the time, working full time. I didn't have the time, but I do now. Really now, I do focus a lot on the jewellery because I'm just loving that at the moment. And I still do a lot of painting as well. With a lot of my art, it really all started with my mum and dad. And they ran a culture and arts centre back home. It was called the One Eye Centre. And One Eye means child in our language. They used to run all sorts of cultural activities centred all around rebuilding culture, because in those times, particularly during the Aboriginal Protection era, where my mum grew up on the mission there, a lot of our culture wasn't allowed to be practised. So she spent a lot of the 80s and 90s trying to repatriate a lot of photographs, a lot of stories and things like that, particularly culture, which is so important. So that's really like how I grew up, being around that and, yeah, being nurtured in that kind of environment. I think that's where all my art and interest in culture came about. You know, a lot of my family around, I was able to observe what they were making and the stories that they would tell with a lot of their art. I would sit there at home and just watch them paint, and then I would paint my own designs and stories. So I used to always just help Dad out a lot because he was selling lots of paintings on boomerangs, and so I'd help him paint a lot of those things, and he would show me how to do that as well. And a lot of it too is involving a little bit of research, because there's not much in relation to our country in terms of cultural artefacts and things like that. I'm still trying to track a lot of that down through my own connection to country and stories and family and memory, and trying to express those things the way that I want to. A lot of our people grew up on the mission. They weren't allowed to practice culture and language. I'm really actually really lucky to be in this kind of situation now in Australian society where we can practice culture. I guess those sorts of materials, it's about me connecting to those materials and exploring that and experimenting as well. Particularly with the shells that I use, I grew up collecting those shells with my mum, and we'd walk along the beach and collect all sorts of different shells, and then we'd go home and make jewellery out of them. This was when I was like a kid. And it's really interesting because when I start making these sorts of things, a lot of memories are coming back. And I didn't realise how much cultural things that I was doing when I was young, it was just a part of life. It was just what we did. It wasn't like, okay, we're going to go out and do some cultural things today. I'm going to teach you this. We just did it, and we visited so many areas around home. When I think about it, we were actually connecting back to those cultural places where our ancestors were, connected to places where my mum wasn't allowed to go because her life was controlled by the state. With those particular shells, I like to imagine, like, maybe our ancestor did wear these shells and made jewellery out of them, because we don't have any historical information that, you know, we don't have an anthropologist that came into our community and took photos of our women or men and kind of just showed what their cultural expressions, what adornment were they wearing. But I'm still trying to find that information, if it's in the archive. Yeah, so it's kind of really hard as well. For me, it's just about exploring that and imagining maybe they did wear this, and this is how I think it could be represented. Looking back at that now, like I said, all those memories are coming back, and I'm remembering them, sitting there and making them, and how they made them, how they processed them. A lot of it's like tapping back into my own memory, which is really interesting. I do get a lot of people asking, oh, well, this pair of earrings, what's the story about that? Well, it's like, well, it's not necessarily the story about that animal or about that piece. Sometimes the story is me making it, and what does that mean to me? The stories of us going out and collecting these things, the conversations that we had, the places that we visited, and just having those memories attached to those pieces that a lot of people don't really know about. So I do try and tell a little bit about that. It's really hard being in Canberra and trying to make things that are from my country. So I just ask some of the local mob if I can go out and collect. And they're, yep, all good. So I just go out and collect seeds, which is like around the corner from my house. So it's really anywhere I can find materials and find things that I think will go with my pieces. And it's just also experimenting with those pieces as well. Yeah. When I started studying at the University of Canberra, I was studying cultural heritage and environmental science. And while I was studying, I was also painting. So I was doing lots of commissions for different organisations and departments, and doing art, Aboriginal artworks, contemporary artworks for them. And that's really kind of when I started to get more serious into it, and also paid my student bills because it's hard for us students. Yeah, so when I was able to finish uni, that's when I really got back into my art. I had the time, I wasn't spending my weekends writing essays. Social media has had a huge impact because it's that platform to get you out there and for people to see your art in a different way. So when I seen the Indigenous Jewellery Project workshops come up, yeah, I really wanted to learn more about silversmithing. How can I do some sort of jewellery pieces for my business? Because I also run a business, Gillawarra Arts. That's where I do sell a lot of my art and a lot of jewellery pieces. I'm starting to get into being more of that professional artist as well, and telling more of those stories in that kind of capacity. But they do blend and overlap in many ways, so it's kind of hard to like distinguish those and separate those things, because they do intertwine. Yeah, and I had the Cultural to Catwalk event. That was a collaboration with the National Gallery of Australia. At the time, my niece Angie, me and her, we both made pieces. We made 7 pieces each, 14 altogether. Really, yeah, it was just like a huge explosion of creativity and art, really highlighting Aboriginal adornment and what does that look like in contemporary Australia. Because I do think there is this view that Indigenous cultures are all about being stuck in the past. And I think a lot of people try and put us there. And it's not saying that our traditions aren't important, but it was a way for us to show more the contemporary side of what our mob are doing today. I'm seeing so many people do kind of break those barriers, which is great to see. So we wanted to break through that kind of stereotype, I guess. Yeah, we had Indigenous models, and it was just a really great experience. Yeah, it was just really great to show off our pieces with the public. It was our first fashion show, so it was huge for us at that time. I think the opportunities come about because people are seeing what we're doing. People are learning about who we are through the grapevine or social media, and even in the community here. It's really about meeting meeting people who are in positions where they can collaborate with you or engage you to do certain things. So it was really great to have relationships with the National Gallery, particularly with Shane Nelson there, who said, hey, do you want to do a fashion show? I was like, yes, that'd be awesome, because I've always wanted to do a fashion show. So yeah, we said yes straight away. I'm still growing as an artist and as a business, but I do see the importance of where my platform is and how can I provide those opportunities for other mob. For me, that was important to help other Indigenous women tell those stories. So, for example, I had one of my models that modelled for us, Kaya, and she's a local Queanbeyan girl and she's a mum and she's now getting into makeup. And yeah, I wanted to interview her and have people learn more about who are the faces, what is the story behind the models who are modelling for us, because I don't want our people just to be a prop with no voice. That's kind of what my intention was to help elevate the voices of our women. When people just watch from the outside and they, oh, they're doing so great, they're doing all these amazing things, but behind the scenes, that's a lot of work and it's so tiring to keep motivated. It's just going back to, why am I doing this? And that motivates you every day, because I do feel like there is a responsibility for me to keep doing this. And I love doing it. So naturally the motivation is there. It's just me at the moment with a few friends who are helping me out. And a lot of people are shocked to know that it's just me. And they're like, really? I thought you had a team. No, I don't. That is just what, you know, women do. We just get things done. We just do it. Yeah, it's just really about like scheduling. It's about planning. It's all those things that really make that recipe to bake a beautiful cake, I guess, and it looks really beautiful. I think naturally, like, I've overcome so much in my short life. I like to think I'm still young. I think one of those big things is self-doubt, and I think we always have that negative person there, whoever it is, over our shoulder saying, you can't do this. It's not good enough. And getting over or breaking through that negative talk is really, really hard. Yeah, just believing in yourself, I think it's a huge thing that we need to do. We just need to just do it and get rid of that person who's hanging over our shoulder. Just seeing what other Indigenous artists are doing, or even other non-Indigenous artists, seeing what they're doing, that motivates you. Well, if they could do it, so can I. And I think that's a lot of power for people to see us too. Well, if Gillawarra Arts is doing it, well, we can do something like that too. And if it's making that impact and making those waves in different communities or different art circles, then we know that we're doing something positive for the world. Yeah, so like, you know, when you're working in your studio, it's just you and it can be so lonely sometimes, and you're like, oh, I just need to see what other people are doing. So I'll just go visit a gallery, or I'll go see this exhibition, or I'll go see a film, or just follow what other Indigenous artists are doing on the social media platforms. And yeah, that's a way for me to keep connected in some way or another to see what other people are doing. So you can find us on our website, www.gillawarraarts.com, and you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, and just search Gillawarra Arts.
Thanks for listening. Follow Signal Creative on Facebook, Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.